better never rest.
Greetings on your Sunday night. It's the Georgia Show. I'm Jay Gruss. He's Rusty Mansell. We're from Dogs HQ. It's been a calm week, I guess. Not really. It never is on these parts. But look, if you're looking for some calm in your banking, get in touch with American Pride Bank. They've got the solutions you need on a personal level, whether it's small business, personal banking. American Pride Bank going to be there for you. You talk to decision makers at each and every turn when it comes to American Pride Bank, and they are in your community, whether you're in Athens, Alpharetta, online at AmericanPride.bank. You can go check them out and get your banking handled and your questions answered. They are an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC. Welcome, welcome to the Georgia Show. As always, Rusty, like I said, man, May the last 2 years has been a little bit more calm. This has not been a calm May to this point by any stretch of the imagination. Graham Houston, Jared Curtis drops a bomb. And oh yeah, this weekend, Jackson Cantwell is on campus with the Georgia Bulldogs. We're going to talk about a little bit what we already know. He got in on Friday, Rusty, and I'm curious, what can you kind of tell the people out there in listening land about how this thing has gone so far based on what you've heard?
Well, he's off campus now. So I guess you could say the hay's in the barn kind of from Georgia's perspective, where they are with this recruitment and how it's been handled and multiple visits. And, you know, he's been there many, many times. You know, I think people wanted to know, like, is this a money play? Kind of what's going on here? And, you know, we dropped some notes yesterday on Dogs HQ about how this was kind of laid out. You know, this was almost an official visit, to be honest with you. I mean, this was almost, 1.5 day of official visit. They got in late Friday night, got to the hotel, started early Saturday morning with UGA staff. They had breakfast, I think, with Stacey Searles, you know, strength and conditioning presentation with Scott Sinclair. You know, pretty lengthy meeting with Mike Bobo, then Stacey Searles, his long meeting with the family. You know, they do some player development stuff, some NFL stuff. I'm sure at some point they had, you know, some NIL discussions. They had a dinner last night with Kirby Smart and several, you know, UGA staffers last night. I believe Drew Bobo is a kid we mentioned a lot. I think Drew Bobo was the guy that hosted Jackson Cantwell and Jared Curtis last night. You know, most of the players are off campus right now. This is the 2.5 weeks that they get. A lot of those guys go home and see their families, you know, before summer starts. School's over right now. And so, you know, it was kind of a official visit type deal. I don't know how much more they need to see of Georgia. I talked with somebody kind of in that building today, and I said, you know, how'd you think it went? And they said, look, Rusty, we've showed them everything. I mean, this kid's been here so many times and, you know, we'll find out. You know, I think just my gut feeling here, I think Oregon is, I know a lot of people talk about Miami, but I really think Oregon's the biggest kind of threat to Georgia here over the next 48 hours and how this thing unfolds when he makes a decision on Tuesday. I don't think this is over. People are going to ask me about Georgia, kind of still lean a little bit that way, but I certainly don't think this is over. I mean, there's going to be some important phone calls that are taking place. And we found out last week when Jared Curtis committed that Oregon, they didn't go away quietly all the way to the end. Oregon was trying to get Jared Curtis to be an Oregon Duck. So we'll see how this thing goes over the next, 36, 48 hours.
You mentioned Jared Curtis and he was on campus with him this weekend, Rusty. I'm curious, you know, the kind of the thinking behind that, are we seeing a new age Jacob Eason, Ben Cleveland emergence here, perhaps? Yeah. I mean, to throw it back for, you know, 10 years at this point, but I mean, it feels like that vibe is kind of going, man. They're trying to set that up here going into the summer with the Georgia Bulldogs.
Yeah. I mean, obviously when you land someone like Jared Curtis, and I told everybody, you know, when he makes his decision, if he goes to Oregon, if he goes to Georgia, this kid, I feel confident he's going to be a kid. You know, Matt Stafford, I said it before, Matt Stafford wasn't that guy. He was like, look, I'm going to Georgia and whoever comes, comes. You know what I mean? That's not right or wrong. That's just how he was, you know, put together. But Jared Curtis is a kid that's going to recruit. And as soon as he made the decision for Georgia, we kind of felt, you know, as a Dogs HQ staff, like, okay, Jackson Cantwell is obviously the next guy. You know, when the news broke, we'll talk about it in a little while, but when the news broke with Jordan Smith this afternoon, as soon as I could get to, you know, Twitter and our social media accounts to try to spread that news, Jared Curtis had already retweeted that story. So, you know, he knew it was coming. He was on top of it. And that was a big deal. He came, you know, I think he brought a player, one of his high school buddies down. He spent the night and went back to Nashville this morning, his Mother's Day for his family. And I'm sure that Barbara watches us. So hi, Mom. And I'm sure that Jared got back home to Nashville to spend some time with his mom on Mother's Day.
Yeah, and to me, Rusty, telling that the Cantwell family would choose to spend what is a big weekend for the family with the Georgia staff. You mentioned and wrote a piece the other day about how this visit was structured and how they may spend that time. And I'm curious, you know, can you kind of give us some of the highlights of that? What you said, Georgia's shown them everything. I mean, it's not like that there was a lot to kind of double back on, but I'm sure Georgia gave them one last look and presented the smorgasbord.
I try to look at it from both sides, Jake. If I'm just hypothetically speaking and talking out loud here, if Jackson Cantwell is my son and we're about to make this decision next week, and if he's saying it's Georgia, or if I'm saying it's Georgia and my wife is saying somewhere else, or if my wife is saying Georgia and I'm saying somewhere else, let's take one more trip as a family. Let's go to Georgia and let's look at this thing one last time. And you can't ask for a better option if you're Georgia. You get the last visit. You get the, as far as I know, they will be the last people in front of Jackson Cantwell to see him. I know Stacy Searles was out there a week ago, and Stacy Searles and the family went to Waffle House. So, I mean, Waffle House is a staple of Georgia. If they like Waffle House, that's probably pretty good news for Georgia. That might be their first NIL deal. That commitment got sealed at a Waffle House in Missouri, of all places. So we'll see how it unfolds. But I just kind of look at it from their perspective, like, okay, if this is a place for our kid, let's go one more time. You know, let's go one more time. Let's see it all again. And he's going to make his decision before he takes an official. So if he does commit to Georgia on Tuesday, he'll take one official in June and probably see a lot of this again. I think the biggest difference there is when he takes an official, he'll have a lot of people around him, a lot more people in town, a lot more players in town. You know, they don't do the photo shoot and those types of things. So he would get to do that. And so we'll see how this thing goes.
I so badly need.
That's a badass.
I so badly need Georgia to have an offensive lineman with a Waffle House NIL deal. I need that in my life. I think everybody does.
I like my guy there, Andy Kicklighter. That's a badass name. That's his real name. That's a badass name, Andy. That's a badass name.
Yeah, Andy just joined us recently, man. He's been bringing good stuff. He said, "What's up? What's up to you, Rusty?"
Jeff Collins.
Jake Rowe and I have talked about this a lot here on this show, but I don't know that you and I have had a chance to talk about it. When you think about Jackson Cantwell as a player, what kind of jumps off the page to you?
Well, first off, my private thought was everybody that I've dealt with this big and this muscular is stiff as a wedding dress. that was my first. You know, this guy's the strongest player maybe in America. And I thought, okay, he's big, he's strong. You know, I worry about flexibility with somebody like that. Then I go watch his tape. And then more importantly, I go watch his Under Armour workout. And I went, damn, now wonder this kid is like that. That is a lot of times when you get a kid that big, and that strong, and Ben was stiff. Like Ben Cleveland.
Oh yeah,
Ben Cleveland was stiff as you know what there. But he's so massive that he's entering year six in NFL, or whatever. Like there's just only so many humans that look like that. That's why he had to slide down and play guard. Though he was unbalanced, he was real stiff. He was real top heavy. Now if Ben Cleveland got his hands on you, you were not moving. Like you were going to the ground. He was an absolute road grader. But as far as what I call, if you're going to play a left tackle, you're going to be a dancing bear. You have to be able to to be able to bend and have flexibility. And once I saw him, I was like, I get it. I get it. And the flexibility part is not a problem to me.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to dive in a little bit more on the Jackson Cantwell decision, but I want to give a shout out to our friends real quick over at Sun Heist as well. Look, guys, if you haven't checked out Sun Heist, get over to sunheist.com. Use code DOGSHQ20. Get a great pair of shades at a great price. They're great price to begin with. You get 20% off. No brainer. They're going to ship quick. They're going to be at your house. You're going to be enjoying them quick. That's the beauty of Sun Heist. They're super involved in the local community. They're an Athens area business. They give back to the state of Georgia in several ways. They just moved into a new facility, probably because they're working with Dogs HQ and the expansion was necessary. But they got you covered on all styles. And what I love, man, the customization. You can see there on the birch, they've got, you know, 15 different lenses you can put in those things. And it's like that with all their styles. So get in. They've got injected polarization, so you don't have to worry about delamination. They've got warranties on the frame, so you don't have to worry about that. Jake Rowe was talking about the other day that he piled a bunch of boxes on top of his, which is crazy. I've never known Jake Rowe to break anything. He's a graceful being, but he had piled a few boxes on his, said they bounced right back. So we didn't even have to call in the warranty. But sunheist.com, code DOGSHQ20, DAWGSHQ20. That'll get you 20% off your first order. Listen. You need them for hiking. You need them for getting out on the lake this summer, getting geared up for tailgating season. Sun Heist gets you covered. Give back to a great local business in the Peach.
I'll say this too. And everybody that subscribes here and everybody that follows us and everybody that supports us, thank you. Because we have talked with Sun Heist. And this is a small company now. This is a local company. And when I tell you this is an Athens, Georgia company, when I tell you this is a Bulldog company, this is a Georgia Bulldog company. And the numbers that we have seen that have been driven from this right here and Dogs HQ, it means a world of something like that. I'm telling you, a small company like that, your support means a world of difference to them. They're supporting us. It's a great product. It's easy. But I'm telling you, for me, thank you, because you are absolutely changing some people's business models with what's going on right now. So we're obviously driving a lot of traffic there. And thank you guys for doing that. And I hope you're enjoying the product. It's summertime. Easy fix. Got a discount with us. So appreciate it, guys.
Absolutely. Got some people chiming in here. Brian Bivens says, what's up, guys? Brendan says,
what's up, buddy?
Appreciate you guys hopping in with us today. Rusty, the Cantwell decision will be revealed on Tuesday. And this is a big one for Georgia. I don't think there's any downplay in that. There was no question about that going into this show. I mean, regardless of when he did it, it was going to be a big decision for the Georgia Bulldogs. Yeah. This guy, the number one offensive tackle on every service you look at in America, number one overall prospect for us on three, the five-star plus designation, meaning he's a five-star on every service. I mean, he's got every marker of success that you need. Like you said, Miami, Oregon, you hear a lot about. Ohio State's kind of been in the mix at various times. Rusty, this is one of those decisions, like you said, the money deal, and everybody's going to talk about that in this one. In my mind, if this were a money deal, it kind of makes sense to go to Missouri if you're Jackson Cantwell. I'll be honest with you, for a myriad of reasons. They're going to be able to pay you because they passed that thing. They're going to be able to pay you while you're still in high school. And so,
yeah, ask Williams Navori that about that.
Yeah, they got some advantages in Missouri that not everybody has there. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that it boils down strictly to that. You're talking about some heavy hitters in the space here. Obviously, Miami. You can say what you want about them as a team. Number one overall pick in the NFL draft. The Hurricanes are earning plenty of great publicity off of that. Oregon, a major player and will be for the foreseeable future. Dan Lanning's not going anywhere. Ohio State, incredible program, national champions coming off all that. Georgia, obviously, is Georgia. Have you heard anything, Rusty, that is motivating this decision, the thought behind this? What's kind of driving Jackson Cantwell and his family? Because it certainly seems that relationships are a huge deal given how big that bond with Stacey Searles continues to be that we hear.
I would be lying if I didn't say that. I mean, he has a super agent. He doesn't have Billy Joe Jimbob. He has Drew Rosenhaus. you know, and Drew Rosenhaus represented Terrell Owens and Alex Rodriguez. And you know, this is a super agent. Okay. And super agents are super agents for a reason. So, you know, I'm not going to sit here and fluff this and say that money's not a factor, because it is a factor. Now, it's not the only factor. And if it was the only factor, there would be three other schools we'd be talking about ahead of Georgia. I can't say it enough. Georgia's not cheap, but they're not going to win a bidding war. They're not going to do that. They're not going to upset the locker room over, you know, I mean, this rev share stuff, it's all a total different game. You know, you have to want to go to Georgia. And that's kind of the thing that I kind of like right now. Like, you have to say, I want some of that. I want my, you know what, to be worked off every day. I want to be pushed. I want to be uncomfortable, and I want to have to compete for a job. And you go to Georgia, you have to understand that you're going to fight your ass off for a job. It's just not going to be given to you. And but if you do what you're supposed to do, you're going to all those things. If you I used KJ Bolden, by the way, somebody said saw me on SEC Mike's podcast. Thank you for watching that. Great guy. Fred F. saw that. I mentioned on there that KJ Bolden, you and I both know 1,000% that KJ Bolden came to Georgia and they were not the highest bidder, not even close. KJ Bolden came to Georgia and KJ Bolden started as a freshman. He was a freshman All-American. Without putting his business out, I know behind the scenes, he is doing some major NIL stuff. He is going to be in some big time exposure things for him. And I guarantee you this, that every single dollar that he left on the table a year and a half ago, he's already made all that back up, period. And don't think that Kirby Smart and those guys aren't showing somebody that. If you come here and handle business, it's there. It's there for you. So, you know, I think with Jackson Cantwell, if he ends up at Georgia, they're not getting him for cheap. So don't take that perspective, but they're not going to be, Georgia's not going to be the biggest bidder, like the highest bidder. They're going to have to get to a point to where this is enough and we're trusting the development. And, you know, we're going to Georgia because we feel like I've heard the word behind the scenes a couple of times. And it's the parents like the fit. They like the fit of Georgia. They're very familiar with Athens. So if Georgia gets him, there's a lot of factors in there. But again, I can say this on every podcast that we do, Roosh, for the next 6 weeks. If it's only about money, it's not Georgia. It's not. I'm just telling you right now. And is Kirby right? We're going to find out. I would be willing to roll with Kirby Smart and what he trusts. But there's other schools that are going to say, hey, we're going to pay our top 35 players. We're going to pay our top 35 players on our roster. And 36 through 85 or 36 through 105, you can deal with what's left. You know, that's not how it's going to be at Georgia. They're going to try to spread that out and pay the key positions. And I trust Kirby with this. I really do.
Yeah. And like I've said this many times, there's no tried and true method. I mean, everybody's just getting out here and feeling this thing out as it goes, man. I mean, it really, Texas A&M tried to pay their top 20 recruits pretty heavily a couple years back. And now Jimbo,
you know what it did? It tore the locker room up.
Absolutely. And
those 25 kids, yeah.
How many of those guys lasted the whole time? How many? Jimbo Fisher's not there even anymore.
He got his 75 million. That man's milking cows. He got 75 million but they try. That's a great point, Roosh. They tried to do that and it didn't work. You know what I mean? You're not going to buy 35 freshmen and put them in a locker room with a bunch of grown ass kids who have already fought their tail off, who's already starting, and walk in and say, hey, this guy's making $800,000 more than you. That is not going to work.
There's no question about it. I mean, there's no business on earth where that can be the case. Because if I'm the guy who's out there doing it for you, suddenly you've changed my market value exponentially. Well, if that guy's worth $800,000, but I can do it and he can't already, hey, sounds like I need an extra $900,000 because I can make it happen out there. Yeah. It's a weird world. And like you said, there's no way necessarily, no right or wrong way, at least proven to navigate it.
Correct.
Looks like Kirby has planted his flag and has been on that for some time. And I think that it's been consistently a good approach. You know, Oregon has certainly won with their approach. Ohio State's doing well with theirs. Miami probably hasn't gotten the results that they would have expected given some of the things that they've done in that space. But I think that, you know, those all have to be considerations. And like you said, you're working with Drew Rosenhaus. That brings a certain level of expectation. Rusty, from the perspective of Stacey Searles, who has, let's just call it what it is, he's been a little embattled over the last 2 years in terms of the production of the offensive line last year. I said that it was not his finest offensive line class last year, and probably even the year before, although the numbers were very strong and he brought in a very deep class. But this could kind of reset the narrative, I think, around Stacey Searles recruiting. How important is the Jackson Cantwell battle for Stacey Searles?
Well, one thing Georgia's kind of been facing is, you know, in-state recruiting, where there have been some good players, but there hasn't been an Andrew Thomas. There hasn't been an Amarius Mims. There hadn't been a Broderick Jones. You know, there have been some good players. I think Juan Gadsden was a huge get, and we obviously think that as well. I think Daniel Calhoun was a kid they beat Texas on the class before. We think he's going to push for a starting job. But there hasn't been, you know, these – we had a run in-state of first-rounders. Like when the first time I saw Amarius Mims, I was, holy smokes, what is that? You know, you know, it hasn't been great. So they've had to go win some battles. They didn't win those. If he comes out right here this week and not only goes and gets a five-star, he goes to the middle of the United States and he beats Missouri right there in their backyard, who you correctly said they have all of the advantages there. And then you've got Miami, you've got Michigan, you've got Oregon. Everybody wants this kid, you know, and for the own three composite rank, this is number one player in America. So, you know, Mike Bobo goes out and gets the number one quarterback in America. And then Stacey Searles, if he can go get the number one player, let me say that again, the number one prospect in America, regardless of position, this kid, and it'd be a huge deal for Searles.
Fred Epps says, how does it come about an offensive tackle becomes an overall number one recruit? Is it the services that decide that or schools recruiting the player? That's a good question, Fred, because one of the things that I don't know that people always recognize when you're talking about this is that positional value factors in heavily to rankings. You're not necessarily, for the most part, you never say never, but you're never probably going to see a safety as the number one player in the country.
Yep.
You know, I mean, they're very highly rated safeties out there. Caleb Downs was one. AJ Bolden was a top 10 player. But when you're talking about number one guys, you're talking typically corners, wide receivers, quarterbacks, offensive tackles primarily, maybe a defensive lineman. You know, your linebackers, it's a little harder for those guys to get there. You know, running backs, the position is devalued in the NFL draft. You don't necessarily see that. So these offensive tackles are few and far between. Guys like Jackson Cantwell, man, like you said about Amarius Mims, the first time you saw Amarius Mims, you said, that's what an NFL offensive lineman looks like. Jackson Cantwell, same deal.
So you look at positional value as opposed to the NFL draft with rankings, it's always been that way. So most of the time it's going to be quarterback, it's going to be left tackle, or it's going to be an edge guy. You're not going to get a corner. You're not going to get that. You know who the safest bet in college, you know who the safest pick in high school football is? You know who I think is the guaranteed absolute superstar? No question, no matter where he ends up, this guy's going to dominate college football, and he's going to be a superstar.
I believe you told us on the show a couple of weeks, Mark Bowman.
It's Mark Bowman.
Yeah, go turn and listen. And for anybody who hasn't, I don't know if you had a chance to watch us on Thursday, Rusty. Yep. We did the show on Thursday. We put Mark Bowman's highlight tape on, and Jake Rowe and I were struggling to talk because we were so captured by what was happening on the screen.
So he's not number one, and the reason is a tight end will never go number one in the draft. But if you want to strictly say who's the best, safest, guaranteed, bona fide superstar in high school football right now, it's Mark Bowman. I don't care if he goes to Georgia. I don't care if he goes to USC. I don't care if he goes to Texas. I don't care where he ends up. You can come back to this podcast, and I'm telling you right now that Mark Bowman is the absolute dude. He is the guy in this class. Everybody else has some – you feel good on a lot of people. But you can plug and place Mark Bowman, and he's going to be a flat-out superstar. He's going to be a mega star in college football.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But a good point there to go with my guy.
Correct.
Yeah, and that's a great question. People wonder, how do those things work themselves out? Mm-hmm. Listen, if you're looking to make some changes in your life, in your business, in your finances, get with MyPerfectFranchise.net. Andy Ludicky and the folks over there can help you out with those things. These are seasoned entrepreneurs, people who've run multiple businesses, multiple franchises, and now they've moved into the space of helping people connect to their new American dream. They're putting people into the franchise space as well. Making connections is what this group is all about. They provide their services 100% free to you. So all you got to do, contact them and shake things up a little bit for yourself. Whether you're looking to start your own business, whether you're looking to expand your business, they've got solutions for you over at MyPerfectFranchise.net. So give Andy and the folks over there a call, and they can help you out today. Rusty, speaking of some help today, the Georgia Bulldogs got some real big help. And it's kind of crazy. It tells you how big a player Jackson Cantwell is that it's taken us this long in the show to get to this. Because this is a top 100 player in the entire country, regardless of position. Number 75 overall in the country. Peach State kid too, man. Out of Houston County. I love those middle Georgia kids. Safety Jordan Smith commits to the Georgia Bulldogs here on Mother's Day. 6'2", 180 pounds. When you read the things he says, Rusty, seems like a really good fit for how Georgia wants to do things.
And I think if you guys haven't, go read Jeremy Johnson, his breakdown of what Georgia's getting. I really agree a lot with it. And I'll tell you this, that this guy's 6'2", 180. He can run. I thought Jeremy summed it up really good. He's a willing tackler. Like, he will put his face up in there. He's a safety. He's a long, he's got a KJ Bolden type frame. I'm telling you this kid can play corner. If he were to shift over there, this guy can play corner. He is athletic. He's got some of those traits. And when they have to move him with some one-on-one stuff, you see that on tape, you're like, damn, that guy can cover. So I do think, the what you said, kind of the football IQ of him. You want him in the back of the field there, making calls and just reacting and being instinctive. But I'm telling you right now, this kid can play corner if it gets to it. So, I know they're bringing him in at safety, but that 6'2 frame, that's hard to come by. So if you're sitting here a year and a half from now and Jake Rowe writes a report of, hey, we're hearing this kid worked corner this week in spring practice, don't let it shock you, because I'm telling you, this guy can do that if it comes to it.
Yeah, and one of the things that I really love about this kid, Rusty, and the way that he's dealt with things, very little media, has not talked.
No.
When he talks, hey, I'm looking at development, I'm focused on this. Don't hear the NIL mentions. You don't hear the talk about that stuff. You rarely heard many teams mentioned outside of Georgia. This is these middle Georgia guys, man, I'm telling you, they're a bit different. You get outside of Atlanta, man, and those guys get a little quieter. They get a little different. They play with those gnats everywhere down there as well, and that's part of it too, man. They absolutely are built a little bit different, a little crazy to live down there in Warner Robins. But there's a toughness, and there's a humidity, and there's a heat down there that is strong and it's powerful. I think that this guy makes a lot of sense for Georgia in that way, because all the things that Georgia seems to value in its players and in its recruits, he brings toughness. Mm-hmm. He brings the right mentality to his approach to the business. Look, I'm not here to just make money. I'm here to play the game because I love the Georgia Bulldogs. I grew up a fan of the Georgia Bulldogs. I'm not trying to do media all the time. I want to just get out here and make people pay when they catch the ball against me. That's got to be the stuff that fires people up. And I said this earlier on the show on Roos and Rowe. People better start waking up if they have not already. Treveris Robinson's done a hell of a job, not only in this class, but in that last class with the transfers. He's done – if you were sleeping on T-Rob and saying, where's the T-Rob of old, T-Rob's back.
Yeah, T-Rob's not playing around right now. He's doing work. And you gave him a full year on the road, you know what I mean? And I think when you look at a guy like this, you Kirby Smart probably wants to give that guy a hug. Like, he said, hey, you want to come to Georgia? Here's what the rev share is. This is what it's going to be. And the guy's like, coach, I'm there. Like, God, I mean, just the refreshing part of that. And I'm not saying that people that handle a different way should be looked different. But when you get one like that, a Zayden Walker, if Zayden Walker, like same area now, middle Georgia, Sly County, if kind of that area, if Zayden Walker would have wanted to get into a bid more last year, it would have got ugly. Like it would have gotten, there's no telling what. When Georgia sat down with him and said, this is what you're going to make, the number one linebacker in America, the number one linebacker in America said, I'm good. I'm not even visiting anywhere else. I'm not even talking to anybody else. Those are the ones that you, you feel certain on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And really that has been a big thing, the mentality, a piece of it. They've recruited guys with that mentality. You're not hearing a lot of that bid more stuff with these guys. And you've made the point too, Rusty, to talk about how important the in-state has become also.
You can see it. You can see it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, those efforts are huge, huge yes. over the last two classes. Now you're going out, you're going to try to cherry pick some guys, Jared Curtis, a Savion Hyder or a Derek Cooper from Florida. But keeping your best guys in state in the NIL era has proven to be a pretty effective way to approach things.
Yeah. I mean, you got kids that grow up watching Georgia and they're not easy to bail. I'm like, you know, I mean, that's, but you can see that Georgia is certainly 1,000,000% a little deeper in state recruiting. And I think they really, probably would have told you a year ago they're a little bit concerned about this class, this 2026 class. But, man, looking at now that some guys that have popped up and some new names on both sides of the ball, man, I think Georgia is very happy on this 2026 class. And this is the last week of basically spring practice in Georgia. A lot of spring games tomorrow night. A kid that we like, Ernest Rankins at Southwest DeKalb. He's playing, I think they're playing the Hebron Christian tomorrow night in the spring game. I think Prince Avenue, with Andrew Beard, 2027 running back, who's Garrison Hurst's nephew, they play tomorrow night. So what I'm getting at is there's games all week, a damn good game Thursday night, Roosh. I might dig you out of the mountain for this. Keetron's at Kale. And that's what I like about this second week. You're going to see Georgia coaches all over the road. And guess where they're going to be? They're going to be in-state watching these kids play. And watching these kids practice.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Tough stuff here with one last recruiting question. Kamari Brooks and Dre Quinn. I like that question too. The Brooks kid, get familiar with is what I would say if you don't know him. Alabama's not going to give it up easy, but man, he's a tremendous looking prospect.
Yeah, Alabama's in that thing. Christian Robinson, former Georgia Bulldog, who's done some damage at times. Christian Robinson's a guy that – probably need to know. I would imagine at some point that he at some point in his career, he's going to have a shot to be in Athens. It's just the timing hadn't been around different things. But, right now, you look at Kamari Brooks, he's recruiting him hard. My question there is, and we've talked about this on our group text, how many spots do they have at Edge? Right. You know, because both of those kids are in-state. Both of them are tough. Both of them are recruiting the crap out of them. Kamari Brooks has been to Georgia probably 10, 12 times since January. It's a kid out of North Oconee. And again, I saw him kind of in like September on some tape. And I was like, I don't know about this guy, you know. And I did a state championship game at 4 o'clock that day. Well, they played at 8. As soon as the game was over, I'm in the elevator. I'm downstairs. I wanted to get to the sideline. I wanted to see Kamari Brooks in person. I wanted to see what he looked like. Landon Roldan was playing in that game, Georgia committed. I wanted to see this kid. And I'm telling you, man, I couldn't leave the sideline. I mean, so much energy, just nastiness, impacted the game both sides. He was playing tight end, got it in league special teams. This guy was talking. You know what? I liked it because he backed it up. And I remember me and Chad Simmons both standing there going, oh, boy, this is a dude now. And his stock's been up for me since then.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Guys, look, if you're looking for your coverage of all things Jackson Cantwell, all things Georgia recruiting, man, we got you covered at Dogs HQ. Get over Dog Walk message board popping off. We're having a great time over there. We're talking a lot more than just Georgia recruiting. I can promise
you. You know what's up, too, now? Scavenger hunt this week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I'm already working. I'll say this. I'm already working notes. And I go, man, they got more coming to town than I thought next weekend. So, you know, here we go.
That's proven to be a big weekend for them. So definitely a lot to get to over at Dogs HQ, guys. Get tuned in. We appreciate you tuning in this evening here on the Georgia Show. And we'll be back with you soon. Maybe come to you on Tuesday after a decision. Who knows? We'll see. I appreciate you guys tuning in. We'll catch you soon.